Hello, everybody. This is Tony Martinez sitting here with my business partner, Mr. Sean Higgins.
How's everyone doing today?
Want to welcome everyone. We are so excited that you're on the call today. Let me tell you who's on the call. Every single person who got in and registered for the upcoming Tax Lien Investing Crash Course.
Yeah, and confirm that they're going to be there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so we're real excited. And first of all, I just want to say congratulations. As you know from the promotion and the emails and going to the website, this is a relatively new format for us where we decided to introduce beginning and intermediate investors to our company, our course, our trainings through what we call a crash course. This is a 3-hour intensive, completely designed and developed specifically for the beginning and intermediate investor.
Absolutely. And also it's sold out.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's sold out right now. And just so everybody's clear what we mean by sold out, we mean sold out.
Yeah, I mean, you can't register.
Yeah, we had somebody say, oh, well, that's just a play. I got a friend that needs to go in, and they were shocked, and we said, no, we can't accommodate him, and there's a reason behind that.
Well, here's the thing. We purposely, as we designed out this new event, we purposely designed it to be in a small group format.
Right.
And the reason why we designed it to be in a small group format only is specifically because we know the most important step that a person is going to take
is the first step.
Is getting started. And we want to know for a fact that we're helping people get started right, helping people get started fast to get going invested in taxes.
Well, and Tony, I think a lot of our people on the line have been to conferences before. And, some of them have been to these conferences where there's just a busload of people there. Like 1,000 people and
5,000 people.
You can't even talk to anybody that's involved unless they've got a volunteer shirt or something like that. And guess what? You're going to be able to talk with our staff, with our team, as long as you need to. Anybody there in the room, it doesn't really matter. So that's important.
Yeah, we're real excited about that. And we want to remind you guys, if you haven't done so already, we need you to print out your tickets.
Because of this very reason we just talked about.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to have a ticket.
So, if you can imagine going to a sporting event, a basketball game or a football game, and you buy the tickets online, if you don't print them out, you can't show up to the event.
Right.
And it's the exact – we're going to hold our integrity on this. If you don't have a physical ticket, you're not going to be able to get into the event. So we want to make sure that you print out your physical tickets so that you can get in the door to attend this this event. And here's the other reason why we're excited about this. Sean and I have been investing in taxing certificates and teaching other people hands-on, face-to-face, how to do this for over 21 years now. And what we know for a fact and what studies show, especially when you're learning something new that you've never done before, to master that, the most effective way to do that, what studies show, is not reading a book, is not listening to an audio, it's being shown hands-on, face-to-face.
Yes, absolutely.
That is the reason why we're so excited about this introductory course. Imagine learning how to play tennis, and you could watch all the videos that you want.
Or read the books.
And read all the books on playing tennis. But the difference between doing that and showing up to a tennis court and having an instructor show you how to do it, that is what really accelerates success
at
anything.
Actually, the study says that less than 4% of the population could actually read a book and put it to practical use.
Right.
So we're all the 96% out there. I'm the same way. I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah. So that's another reason why we're very excited and why we want to congratulate you for making an excellent decision to attend this upcoming event with us. And we just feel very strongly because we know our most successful clients are clients who have trained with us hands-on, face-to-face.
And without a doubt.
And so we know that this will be the gateway for so many people to achieve financial freedom.
Yep.
To achieve financial freedom this upcoming year, to achieve financial freedom through the power of investing in tax lien certificates. And so what we're going to spend probably the next 30 minutes with you is just walking you through some time-tested tips that will help you get maximum value from the upcoming tax and investing crash.
I want you to say that 10 times. Time-tested tips.
Yeah, time-tested.
We're going to have some fun with this. One of the things that we want you to do is come to the event willing and committed to participate fully, Tony.
Exactly.
I mean, why would you show up not willing to do that? But literally, come in there with the expectation that this is the gateway. This is the gateway for the deal. You're going to make this the year that's going to make something happen. And just when you participate at 110%, guess what? You're going to get 110% out of it. Because I'll tell you this. Our staff is going to be there, and they're going to be participating 110%. So take advantage of it.
Yeah, that's the point I wanted to make, is we're going to come there prepared. We're going to come there committed. And we guarantee you our team of experts who will be there are going to give you 100% of their effort.
Right.
And so all we're asking you to do is do the exact same thing.
Yep.
And the second thing we want to recommend, highly recommend, and please jot this down. Make a list of every question you have about investing in tax lien certificates and tax lien properties right now before you come to the event. And what that'll give you an opportunity to do is, as you're listening to the presentation, every time one of your questions is answered completely, you just scratch it off your list.
And if it's not, then let me tell you this. We will not leave that conference until everyone's questions are asked.
To the last
100%. So here you go. You've got everything. And if something comes up at the conference, jot it down. If we don't address it completely 100%, then make sure you grab one of the staff members and we'll help you out with that.
Excellent.
You know, and the next one, this is really key. And I am such a big proponent on this one, Tony, is an accountability partner. You know, bring yourself your accountability partner. That way, when you're done with this, you can sit there and say, this is what we learned. This is what we're doing. These are my steps. And I'll get back to you in a couple of weeks and let's make sure that we're on course with this. Tony, you have accountability partners. I have accountability. You're one of my accountability. I've got other people that hold me accountable in other areas. This has made such a tremendous difference in my execution with projects. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just saying you're going to do it and put it on a list and what have you, but you know, it's like homework or anything else. When you have somebody that says, well, where are you at? What did you do? What can I help you with? It makes a huge difference.
And, well, the other thing is, it's hey, this is how I understand it.
Right.
Well, this is what I understood it to be. Well, let's talk it out together. Let's figure this thing out together.
Well, another thing, Tony, is how many times have you and I gone to training, because we do all the time,
yep,
and we've said, thank goodness both of us were at here, because I don't know that I could have been sufficient enough to explain what I learned here right off the bat. Now that we're both here, we're both excited, and we can both feed each other
exactly
and hold each other accountable.
Exactly. So, and the other thing is this, the final thing on that is we gave you access to two tickets. So what I would do if I were you is take full advantage and use both tickets.
Absolutely.
And then the next tip we have is a simple one, is we start right on time.
Right.
And without exception. And because of the format that we're in, we are going to be very not so lenient on letting people in late.
Yeah,
we want people to get the full – we don't want any disruptions, because it's not fair to everyone who showed up on time. So here's what we recommend for two reasons. Recommend getting there at least
30 minutes
early.
Yeah.
Get there 30 minutes early for two reasons. Number one, find parking. You know, always a situation whether you regardless of where you're at. So you want to be able to find parking. You want to be able to find the room and still get to the room conference hall at least 30 minutes early. That way now you can talk to and interact with other people who are going to be at the event.
And other people that are going to be at the event and the staff.
And our staff.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be, you know, hiding behind any curtains or anything.
Exactly.
Literally, everybody's accessible. But I want to go back to what you just said about talking with other people. Build up some relationships there.
Exactly.
Guess what? They're exactly there for the same reason you are. Why would you not want to communicate with these people and find out what it is that they're there for, where they're coming into, what they're doing? You're going to find a lot of commonalities, I think, between
exactly
each other. And you know what? You might even find an accountability partner.
Right
know?
Then. And here's the other thing. And I'm sure since you guys have – we know you've been to our website. The only way you could have been invited to this conference is if you had registered and attended our 7-day course online.
Yep.
That was our free course that you can go through. And so everyone is aware is our company has two divisions. We have an education division And we have an investment division where Sean and I invest in taxing certificates and taxing properties ourselves.
Right.
And we've been doing that for over 21 years as well. And understand that continued education with our company is always an option.
Yeah, we've gotten this question a lot since you got your invitation. Is there going to be an opportunity to participate with your organization at a higher level?
Exactly. And so we have multiple different types of continued education. We have introductory courses for beginning investors. We have intermediate courses for people who are a little bit more advanced. We have coaching programs where you can work with someone one-on-one. We actually have a program where you could physically go out into the field with our team of experts and be shown hands-on.
Well, exactly. It even goes to the point that we'll fly somebody to wherever you are. We've got teams in Australia,
exactly.
Europe, Asia, and here
all
in the United States, teaching people face-to-face on how to do this. It's whatever level that you feel comfortable doing it at. And you got to understand where we're coming from in this. This is an important area for us. Tony and I are big proponents of continuing education. And one of the things is, I've gone to one conference four times, and I continue to get information from it every time I go. So this is very valuable. I will tell you this, though. You will have an opportunity to get involved with this at a bigger phase, if you will, or level, but it won't. That opportunity will present itself at the end of the day. So if we can just kind of keep those questions to the end, know that we're going to get around to it, and then you can see the opportunity and make an intelligent adult decision if that's something you want to move forward with.
Yeah, and so, again, we have continued education courses at multiple levels. You'll have an opportunity to learn a little bit more about at least one course while you're there. We don't want to spend any time on that. We'll spend about 10 minutes at the end of the day.
That's it.
You guys can choose.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that as well. The next one is, this is also important, Sean.
This is the buffer day, and this is something that a lot of people kind of shake their head back and forth and go, oh, yeah, this is good, and what it is this. Once you go to a conference like this, there's going to be a lot of things swimming around in your head, and we suggest that you plan, sometime over the next 72 hours that you're going to sit down with your accountability partner, but, if you haven't, just kind of get all your notes together. We're going to get to your notes in just a bit, but get all your notes together and kind of evaluate what you learned, what your takeaway was, what are some of your actionable items on there, what can you move forward right now, because sometimes we have, I've been to conferences, you've been to conferences, Tony, where you leave and you're like, okay, well, where do I get started?
Exactly.
And so one of the things we're going to do is we're going to give you some actionable steps, but what's really important for you to do is for you to evaluate yourself. What did I learn? What do I need to take action on, and when can I do it? And that's really important. I'd go to a coffee shop or somewhere where you're not going to be disturbed. I mean, thinking that you're going to do it at home during a game or while the kids are getting ready for dinner, it's just not reality.
Yeah.
Get yourself away from the office, away from anything. Have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and relax and just go through your notes and say, okay, how can I make this effective in my life right now and start scheduling this?
Well, I will tell you, Sean, and just because you and I do it
right
when we go to conferences, and I'm just talking to you guys now. When you take the time, especially if you'll do it with your accountability partner, and you sit down with your set of notes and they have their set of notes, and you go through your notes point by point, and you discuss the points you don't understand, and you further your discussion on the points you do understand, and then you come out of that with, okay, this is what we can take action on right now. I will tell you, that one strategy alone will put you in the top 1% of anybody who ever goes to a conference, because 99.99% of the people who go to a conference never, ever take the time to have a decompression day and evaluate the lessons they learned in that manner.
Here's the reality, Tony. Folks, you're coming to a conference to learn a strategy that is superior to anything out there. We've been doing this for 21 years, and we've always said, if you can find a safer, more lucrative investment opportunity than this, let us know. We'll pay you $1,000 to find that. We haven't found that. And we say that with such confidence because we've seen everything out there over the years. We've seen people say, well, what about this? What about that? There is nothing. So if you're coming to a conference like that that can change you financially, why would you not take advantage of some of the things that we're talking about here.
That's
you know
a
what
great
mean?
Point. And here's another step. So jot this one down as well, because this is what will really
big difference. You'll hear it, the more you get involved with Tony and I, you'll hear this over and over again because it's so important.
Create an action schedule to help guarantee your future productivity. And here's what we mean by that: is once you get through your decompression day, is here's how you're going to create your schedule. You're going to look at the calendar and look at the next 7 days. And you're going to just block it out as if you were making an appointment to go to the dentist.
Even if it was just 15 minutes.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know, it's like, you know, when you were talking, when you had that injury and you were getting back into working out, Tony, you said, you know, I said, I'm going to commit the first day to just walk 10 minutes.
Yep.
Then the next day, I'm going to move it up to maybe 15 minutes. And then 20, you know, and do that. So start out, you know, don't try to say I'm going to spend all day every day doing this.
Right.
But Tony, this schedule that you're talking about is so important. You know, on Thursday at 4 o'clock, between 4 and 4:30, you know, I'm going to close my door, turn off my phone, and make sure that nobody disturbs me as I just got my alarm go off.
So you're just going to look at the calendar. You're going to pick the days that you're going to participate and work your taxing investment business.
Right.
You're going to pick at which time you'll be doing that.
And make that non-negotiable.
Make it non-negotiable. And then you'll just make a list. Here are the actions I will take on those days at those times. And when you schedule it in like that, because the one of the biggest challenges people don't recognize or acknowledge when they're getting involved and taking action with something new is it for you to be able to take action on something new, you're taking action in a time frame where there's already something taking place.
Right. Whether it's sleeping.
Whether it's sleeping.
Or whatever it is.
Having dinner, whatever. But you have to move something out of the way. And if you don't physically, consciously make that appointment, the chance of you taking action on it, slim to none.
Yep.
But on the flip side, when you do schedule it in, the chances of you actually taking action on it are exponentially better. And so by doing your buffer day and then creating your action schedule on the other side of that, you'll get so much more effectiveness out of what you're going to learn at this upcoming
year. And this goes with anything, not just with our program, but anything that you get involved in. The other thing that we want to talk about, another tip, would be to read your notes. Read your notes for the next 7 days consecutively and for the ultimate retention on this. You know, once in the morning, once in the evening, just go through your notes. It's so huge to be able to do that.
Well, it's going to blow their mind.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is not only will they now retain their information, they'll recall what they've learned. Even things that they didn't write down at the conference, they'll recall stuff that they learned there and heard there but didn't write down necessarily.
Well, Tony, I think it would be very, very revealing to people to hear how many times we have a student come up to us and say, boy, we've listened to the CD seven times. Boy, I listened to the read through my notes seven times. I did what you told me to do. And always, 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 without exception, that particular individual is going to be calling us up going, hey, I got a property, I got a lien, I got
exactly.
this. And just accelerating their success so dramatically, it's insane.
And when you start to add all these things up, right, showing up 30 minutes early, having a buffer day, creating an action schedule.
Reading your notes over and over.
Reading your notes all the way through. Playing full out when you get there. All of those that we start, when you add all of these things up that most people don't do when they come to a conference, what we've learned is people who listen to this type of training that we're doing right now and actually do what we ask them to do, their success compared to other people who go to other conferences who are not prepared like this.
It's not just measurable, it's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary, the difference. I mean, imagine coming to a conference prepared with all of your questions already prepared, already written out. And then that way you know you leave the conference with every single question answered completely before you even leave the conference.
Yep.
And some of the conferences we know of, they won't even answer questions for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they avoid questions.
We're doing exactly the opposite. We want you there. Make this conference your turning point. You know, I mean, I don't know how else to put it, but, you know, just say, you know, this is the time that I'm going to get my retirement working for me rather than me working for it. You know, this is where I'm going to put myself and my family first financially so that maybe I can stop working the bazillion hours a week that I'm doing and watch the kids, you know, Little League and go to those Cub Scout meetings and doing all those things that are important to you and your family. So, you know, like you like to say is draw that line in the sand. Exactly. Saying this is the time for me. And when you come with all those things that Tony just spoke about, playing full out, having a schedule, how could you not?
Exactly.
How could you not get to that point? You know, even if at the end of this conference you said, I love what they have, I love what they're doing, it's not for me right now, that's okay. But at least you've got some strategies to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the whole reason for this course.
Right.
We want a person to have all of the basic fundamentals to get started right, to get started right now. And that's what we're saying. Yeah, use this conference, I mean, as your turning point. And you draw a line in the sand and you say, this is the day. These are the strategies that I'm going to implement. And on this day, and I'm going to draw a line in the sand to create total financial freedom, complete financial independence for me and my family moving forward. I'm going to use this as my gateway.
Right. Going into the conference saying this conference is going to do that for me, rather than going into the conference going, well, I hope this does.
Well, I mean, it's a completely different attitude.
Completely different attitude on that. I mean, it's amazing how, you know, everybody says the glass half full, glass half empty. That's what they mean by that.
Right.
When you go in there going, this is the conference that's going to change me and my family's financial future from this day forward, that's glass half full. Someone that goes in there and says, I'm going to see what this is about, that's glass half empty.
For sure.
So just come prepared to that and know that this is that gateway that can make that happen. We are that committed to your success with this program.
And here's why we know you're committed. We know you've been to our website. We know you've been through our online course. We know you read our blogs. We know you open up our emails. We get your phone calls. We receive your emails.
Right.
So we know you're the committed group. That's why you get to come without having to pay the tuition.
Yep.
And so Absolutely. We're very excited that you are committed to attending this upcoming tax and investing crash course. We just wanted to spend a little bit of time with you today to talk to you about how to get the most value out of this upcoming event, how to best prepare so that you can get the most value out of this event.
And prepare to go there and have a great day, meet some great people, and change your life financially.
So with that, we want to say thank you very much for taking the time to be here, and we look forward to seeing you in the very, very near future. Take care and God bless.
God bless. Thank you.